Welcome back. It really is a pleasure to welcome back to the program Paul Gorman, president of the South Shore YMCA, to talk once again about his many years of service here in Quincy and to the Y organization in general, and what's next as he plans to retire at the end of this year. Paul, it's always great to talk to you.
Thanks, Joe. It's great to be here again.
Appreciate the opportunity. It's been a pleasure to get to know you over these years.
Yeah.
And please don't be a stranger even after your retirement.
South Shore, yeah.
Please come back. You actually made the decision to step down last year, right?
Last year,
yeah.
So we, it was about almost not quite a year and a half ago that I wanted to retire at the end of this year. Mm-hmm. And looking at everything, it seemed to be the right time. We were recovered fully from COVID, and the past couple of years have been our best years ever as far as the amount of members we have, people we serve, whether it's at the food pantry, programs, camping, all of it. And we were just, this year we'll be completing the last of our three big projects from a campaign, capital campaign 2019. And so it seemed like the right time. Recommended to the board to, that I put before them a plan to do some long-term planning for this past spring, a new strategic plan, new long-term financial plan, master plan of all of our facilities that the board and committees work towards, and recommended that Trevor Williams, our COO, move into my role. And this would give them a year to evaluate Trevor.
Mm-hmm.
And do the planning. And so it was, and Trevor and I have worked really well together, so felt like it would be a seamless transition, and it really has been. You know, when new leadership changes, it can be very disruptive to an organization or business, whatever it
sure.
is, and this is, I think, as seamless as it can get.
Yeah, just this past weekend, actually, Trevor was officially appointed,
yep.
your successor, right? This is a note here from the executive board chairman, Mike Mullen.
Yep.
He joined the Y back in 2020, right in the pandemic, right?
About 2 weeks before the pandemic.
Wow.
He brought it to the Y,
about
a couple weeks before,
sure.
so he really helped navigate us through COVID, help navigate working with the mayor here in the city,
yep.
turning our Y into a homeless shelter,
yep.
with Father Bill's, our food pantry quadrupled, and you know, giving free childcare to first responders. So
sure.
he was really a key part of that.
Yeah, there's a picture of Trevor there. What's his background, Paul, before the Y?
So he was a COO out in the Newton YMCA for a couple of years, and vice president out in Central Mass YMCA, which is a larger association. And prior to that, he was in the for-profit fitness industry. So
gotcha.
He's kind of been around this, certainly around the Y's now for a long time.
Yes,
so a
yes.
lot of experience.
Committed to the mission, right?
Yes.
And the organizations,
yep.
which does, you know, we don't talk a lot about the mission or the mantra of the Y, but we really should, right?
Yeah,
it leads everything.
I think people struggle with that because we're not a one mission based organization.
That's true.
We're not just a food pantry or just serve homeless
yeah.
folks or, you know, health. You know, we touch all of those in some way, shape, or form.
Yes.
If you look at what are our biggest areas of impact, it's around children.
Mm-hmm.
Camping, childcare, whether it's early learning, after school, and health and wellness. Those are some of the biggest ones. And then, of course, kind of programs that you think of the Y is water safety,
sure.
aquatics programs.
The camp programs are huge.
Oh, the camp, yeah. both day camps and resident camps
yes.
down in Sandwich, Mass for
yeah.
us. So those have grown immensely. And since COVID, everybody's been driven outside more.
Mm-hmm. True.
And the camps and our South Shore Natural Science Center in Norwell and all the golf courses that I play are really busy right now. So there's been a lot of benefit out there, and we've been able to respond like we usually do to needs in the community.
Sure. You know, here in Quincy, we think of the South Shore YMCA as just the Hale family Y.
Right.
Right. But it's much more than that, right?
Yeah, this was the Y.
Right.
The old wooden building up the street by Quincy Mutual.
I forget the actual date, but 1800s.
It was funny, at my last board meeting here last week, I brought in an old book from 1905 that had the board minutes in it.
Wow.
And it talked about they had some rooms there. How many people? There were like 18 young men in those rooms. They had a couple bowling alleys. So how many strings were done? They had Bible study classes.
Yes.
And some other programs. And I think for, you know, the month, it brought in like $900. Their membership. They had 385 members back then.
Yeah.
As total for the Y right now, we have about 43,000 members. So
okay.
A little bit of a change during that time. Oh, it was interesting. They also voted to give the janitor a raise to $15 a week that time. So
wow.
It was a big vote.
It was right across the street here on Washington Street originally.
Right, exactly.
Across the library here, and then moved down.
So it's interesting. There, the generations that have been involved in supporting the Y as well. The Clark family that had their business here and have since moved down towards Hingham. Certainly, the Briggs family and Quincy Mutual. Phyllis Godwin in Granite City, their generations there and their support. And so there's been a lot of that support over the years. Not to mention, I can't tell you how many members come up. I've been a member here for 60 years and or more.
Sure.
And the Y's been very important here. It's the anchor for the South Shore Y.
It's probably hard to pick one thing, Paul, but overall, what are some of the things you're most proud of accomplishing during your tenure? 16 years here in Quincy.
Yeah, 16 years. It became a long time.
Yeah.
When you look back, it goes by pretty quickly. And, it's easy to point to a big building like the new Hale YMCA.
Yeah.
But if you look
the
at
expansion
the
expansion going on right now, actually.
Yeah, another 20,000 square foot. It'd be one of the largest urban-wise in the country. And, we were very fortunate that whoever had the great mind to buy that property a long time ago and to make sure that a Y was in downtown accessible to everyone. And to have enough parking spaces to build a big Y close to downtown, all the apartments and housing, the brand new high school, once that was built, 300 kids come over at 3:15 every day. It's amazing.
Yep.
The volume. It's really the positioning. Mm-hmm. And we were fortunate. We got in just before Quincy started to explode.
Yes.
It's all
true.
The other development.
Yeah.
And when you look at success, it's about thousands of other people. And we wouldn't be able to do anything in Quincy if it wasn't for Mayor Koch.
Mm-hmm.
He saw the importance of a real community center. He saw the benefits to the schools. Whenever he calls to need something like during COVID, absolutely, whatever we can do, it was a real partnership for him.
Sure.
I think this fit for his vision of the city too, of all the other great things he's done. So we're very fortunate that we had him as a real partner in this.
You mentioned the next chapter, right?
Yeah.
The strategic plan. Can you tell us a little bit about what are some of the highlights of that?
Well, I'm going to let Trevor talk a little bit about that when you invite him there.
And he's more than welcome.
Every time you work on a strategic plan, the foundation is the past, and then looking towards the future of jumping off.
Yeah.
And my piece was the foundation. He really led us and led the board and everything through that strategic plan. So I think it's he would give it a lot more to talk about it. But
what's your advice to him then?
My advice is to engage.
Yeah.
You engage the members, those members become donors, those donors become key volunteers, maybe board members, and they become so much more passionate. Mm. Our biggest donors are ones that have capacity but are connected. There's a lot of people who have capacity but aren't connected, and they might give us a little bit of donation.
Sure.
But people, you know, that stretch are the people that have the capacity and connected out there. And engaging in the communities, which, you know, we all do, engaging, you know, with the staff, mm. Which is, you know, we know it's different now. It seems a little less like some of the young professionals looking at the YMCA as a real career.
I see.
You know, they're, you know, like in every industry, yeah. They're there for a year or two.
As opposed to like a calling, you mean?
If you look at Ainsley's here from our marketing department,
yes.
she's the different in that way. She has been here from working in babysitting, is now mm. our assistant marketing director in state, been here for 10 years. If you look at all of our long-term folks, they're, you know, a little bit more seasoned professionals. Yep. Some of the other ones have been jumping around a little bit. So that's a real challenge that Trevor and I talk about all the time. You know, there's always different challenges that is an opportunity to engage more people. You know, we've been very fortunate. Mary Orne's been the head of our fundraising. She's done a great job developing relationships on the South Shore and helping in these big capital campaigns. So it's just engaging people. The transactional part, people walking in and out and just working out, that's the easy part. You know, the other part is getting them connected to understand what we really do.
Yeah.
You know, everybody walks in that building has a story.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get to that story? How do you support? There's a lot of things that people don't know that we do that we can support them.
Is there a story that kind of sticks out in your mind over the past 16 years, Paul, that you say, hey, that's really what we're all about here? And that's kind of a full circle moment.
You know, we have these mission moments
yes.
at all of our meetings. And Jen Christensen, a new development person, was sharing one at our board meeting last week, and hopefully I get all the story right.
Okay.
But, you know, she had met this young teenage girl and over at Germantown, and, you know, just kind of struggling to find her place and find out that her grandmother's taking care of her, and her parents, I think, were incarcerated. And,
okay.
And so she really, and she's new to the Y.
Yep.
She came from the part, and she, like, we have to step right in. And she called grandmother and said, you know everything that we do, we can get your granddaughter into camping, we can get her into all these after school programs, we can help to make sure you have food, we have a food pantry. And that's fairly specific, but it's so what we do every day in the background.
A million of those stories?
You know, our medical wellness programs that our biggest one is our Stay Strong program for anyone that is going through cancer right now, treatment, or just gone through that. We provide free membership for the year, plus their family, plus their caregivers. Mm. And, if they have children, we'll give them free camping to, you know, create this normalcy around it. And we had one woman that is on the pictures of our Stay Strong program, and she had a young family, and she really spoke and helped build the program, and she passed away, I think, 2 years ago. And her parents came up; they live in Georgia, and you know they knew the impact, and they donated $250,000 to name this beautiful group exercise room that works with the Stay Strong program. Mm-hmm. And they come up every year. We're going to have lunch with them next week, and it's that engagement is the impact that you have.
That's what
on
you just
folks,
talked about. Talk a little bit about, speaking of fundraising, the Paul Gorman Visionary Fund.
That's not my idea.
They just put your name on it.
Mary's idea, it's a new twist for Mary to fundraise. A fund for the Y,
okay.
That. During my time here, that there's always been things that I've seen to do. And instead of waiting, you know, kind of jump in with both feet, sometimes figure it out on the way down. But and this is to kind of feed that a little bit and some other new
All
ventures
right.
coming up for the Y.
I suspect that, you know, it doesn't get talked about a lot, but you are a world-class elite runner.
Yeah, yeah.
So talk about being a doer.
Yeah, so that, yeah. And, you know, when you look at any job, you know, that persistence and in certainly endurance running, you know, I was running 20 miles a day, 7 days a week for 8 years.
Is that
right? And ran for New Balance. I was on the U.S. track and field team, raced around Europe and around this country that, you know, it's every single day you set small goals to large goals in the month and then big goals to national championships. It's the same thing at work. You know, your daily goals,
yes.
weekly, monthly, and then with a vision at the end
yes.
of where you want to be.
So you bring that mindset.
Yeah, and just put your head down. Sometimes you just have to put your head down and
charge through the headwinds.
Through, yeah. yeah.
Speaking of, what's next for Paul Gorman after retirement?
So a little bit of golf.
Okay.
I'm on a board here, People Ventures. That is the umbrella for Quarry and Woodbawn.
Uh-huh.
We all know Quarry here in the city, and People Ventures also does some work in Rhode Island and New York. I'm on a committee to raise funds for a not-for-profit newspaper up in my hometown, and helped take care of two new grandchildren, a boy and a girl. So
nice.
Just about a month old, and so now it's just
that's a full-time
lot of
job.
Boy, you need a team for that. Yeah.
Excellent. So will you be back to Quincy?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to be here. We should be opening the new expansion here, gymnastics, big group exercise, teen center here in January.
Good.
So come back for that.
Big retirement party for you coming up next month in
yep.
December up at Granite Links.
Yeah.
It'll be
yeah.
a lot of fun as
yeah.
well.
It should be. We usually have a winter social every year.
Uh-huh.
The past couple of years we had it at the Y around our toy drive and everything, so
yeah.
we've kind of shifted it up there, and so, you know, people listen to a few people lie about me how good I was over the years. So
you're being way too modest. And also check you out in the latest edition of South Shore Magazine.
Yeah.
I saw it.
They were able to really Photoshop that picture pretty well.
Paul, it's been a true pleasure to get to know you and speak to
yeah,
you over the
almost
years.
Almost every year
yes.
that, you know, come in to talk, and really appreciate that reach out every year. It's really helped. Thank you.
You're very welcome, and continued success in the future.
Thank you.
You're welcome.